second take of this episode. First one I deleted because one thing I've noticed is I re-listened to some of my episodes and I realized that I can be a little bit hard on myself. A little bit harsh, and a little bit hard, and a little bit judgmental. And so I'm not going to do that because I know it doesn't sound right when you listen to that on the other end, I've realized. Like, I don't like it when Pete Holmes, my favorite comedian, does it to himself. Like, you sort of want to, like, you're yelling at him, you know, obviously he cannot hear you. What am I trying to say here? What I'm trying to say is, you want to, like, scream at him and be like, stop being so harsh on yourself. You are not a bad guy. You're a good guy. Just take it. All right? We know where your heart is, okay? Have you made a mistake? Sure. You know, are you imperfect? Sure. You know, I don't know. There's no need for me to point out what those things are. But like, my point is, but we see it. We know who you are. We can see through it. Like, we see through your mistakes, through your imperfections, if you will. And those are all in quotes, by the way. There are no such things as mistakes, just happy accidents, I would say. And totally my quote, original. No one has ever said that. And so my point is, yeah, no one wants to hear when somebody's harsh on themselves, because it's like, and it's usually the good people that are harsh on themselves. It's never the bad guys. That's the funny thing. The ones that maybe shouldn't just once be harsh on themselves, just once. And then, you know, so just be like, just a brief moment of regret. And then like, okay, that's it. I'm not saying they should live there forever. I don't believe in that. Okay. But like, they don't. People who commit horrific crimes over and over again without thinking twice about it. Everything is intellectualized. They're far removed from humanity, and there's, you know, the instinct to tell them, don't do this. This is not right. So, yeah. So if you're hard on yourself, or harsh, I don't know which one is better, hard or harsh. If you're harsh on yourself, if you're being hard on yourself, how about that? If you're being hard on yourself, that in itself is a sign you're a good person. If you have guilt and shame, again, just that by itself is a sign you're a good person. I'm going to keep saying that. It's the weirdest, it's weird. It's I don't know if it's a paradox. Almost, it's paradoxical. So the thing that gives you the feeling that you get that makes you feel bad is a sign that you shouldn't feel bad. Yeah, so it is paradoxical. I think so. All right, cool. I wanted to make some changes regarding how I record these podcasts, so less harshness on myself and more of the good stuff. This is a happy podcast. This is a good podcast, okay? This is the podcast that will hopefully help you feel better about yourself. Will hopefully make you want to attempt some things. That goes for me too. Okay? For me too. I gotta do the same thing, okay? I gotta go for whatever I want to go for and not look back. I started to get into acting, and around that time I was with my ex, and she had kids that sort of became my own kids. We became very close. And around that time, I also started to explore acting and writing, and that combo between the love that was there, the innocence of the children, and the excitement of the acting was without a doubt the most heavenly feeling I've ever felt in my life. There's very few times when I felt heavenly like that. One other time was when I was a kid and my mom took me to the United States for the summer because we were living in Germany. That was literally like as if she took me to heaven for a brief period of time. That's how it felt like. So there's very few moments where I felt heavenly. So, yeah. So, anyhow, my point is the excitement of acting, the art, the writing, the writing, the directing, the whole aspect of the movie industry is so cool. I did start to realize there's all this negativity in the industry as well, but I can't let that stop me from seeing the beauty. I can't allow that to happen. Like, that's not fair. You know, we have the Harvey Weinstein and I can't believe some actress did some stuff that was, you know what, I'm not going to focus on that. It's important to remember how it made you feel. In this case, how it made me feel when I was in that industry. So, yeah, so I guess what am I trying to say is follow your bliss, I guess. Damn it, okay, I'm not going to be harsh on myself. I'm going to be nice to myself. If I can get a sentence out. I've been feeling crippling anxiety, detachment, and sometimes I wish I could just make lots of money just so I can see like the best shrink on the planet, because I really want to help myself. So, you know, feeling a detachment, extreme anxiety, whatever. And which again, you sort of have to understand everything has a purpose and a reason, and you sort of have to work, understand it, work with it, welcome it, be kind towards it. You know, as Rumi said, these are just guests coming into your house. Treat them well. They come and go. But anyway, so yesterday though, something happened where I was laying in bed and I decided to just accept my worst fear, because it's like I started to realize that all this anxiety and pain comes from not facing my fear, my worst fear. Like, the worst fear is right, like, I feel like I'm on the edge, the worst fear is right off the cliff. And but I decided to face it. I'm like, okay, so my worst fear right now is that I've gone mad, and that no one will ever treat me serious. No one will ever love me. I will never be able to hold a job. Like, basically that, you know, what society calls a crazy homeless guy. And it's just the worst feeling. It's just I can't say it's the worst feeling, but it's the worst feeling to me that I can feel, or at least in the moment it feels like it. It's like, it's horrible. It's just, yeah, you're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, am I losing my mind? Have I gone mad? And yesterday I just decided to face it. I was like, and the way I faced it was, I think I got this from one of my first books that I ever read, because I'm not a reader, and only more recently started to read motivational self-help, psychology books and all that, spiritual books. And the first one was actually, what's it called? Feeling Good by David Burns. See, I remember the title and the author, that rarely happens, where I remember both. And but over 1 million copies sold, just FYI. But he talks about, I remember this thing he did with his patients. And I don't know if I remember this accurately, about people having these horrible fears. Like, what if I, you know, lose my job? And then he's like, okay, then so what? Well, then I wouldn't be able to provide for my family. And then so what? And then he would say this, he would continue just telling him what the consequence of that particular thing would be. And so on. So, trying to get to the bottom of it, and at the end he would always sort of get the clients to realize or patients to realize, like, huh, this was not the end of the world as I thought, like the worst case scenario. And that's what I did yesterday. I was like, so fucking what? I'm losing my mind. So what? I have two families, for God's sake. I'm not even married. I have two families. Like, one is my mom's side. She has a house. It's paid off. You know, my brother lives there. Yeah, come on. Like, worst case scenario, so what? I've gone mad. I'm going to live in my mom's house. So what? So what? I'll still be breathing. I still have a chance to be nice. I still have a chance to be kind. I still have a chance to be honest. I still have a chance to help people. I still have a chance to smile. I still have a chance to laugh. I still have a chance to, you know, make somebody else laugh. I still have all these opportunities, all these things that I can do. If none of those things that matter are taken away, I'll still breathe. I'm working out right now. I started to do CrossFit workouts, and I'm doing it. I'm just turned 40. This is literally a few days into 40, and I'm doing CrossFit. So what? I have all these abilities, the most important abilities, regardless of whether my worst fear is true or not. Then my other family, the one from my ex side, there's them. They're just so awesome. They're so funny and innocent, and like, I would love to be around them. That's my first choice, without a doubt. Sorry, blood family, but that family is just, they're just so innocent and so funny, and like, they're just so awesome, and I love them, and like, and that's also worst case scenario, that's an option too. Like, I could crash there. Like, I have two options. This is without me even being married to somebody, having a partner, depending, having them to help me out. So like, and that feeling, that thought sort of like relieved so much. It felt so good, like, to just like to face your fear. Like, all of a sudden anxiety dropped, like, it's gone. It felt great. And I did all this sober, meaning I used to have this realization when I used to get medicated, you know, like a little bit of edible here and there. You know, I would have these late night realizations where I would feel really good. But this was completely, I haven't done this in a while since I've gone to Bahrain. So I haven't taken any edibles, that is. And like, so this is all completely sober, just, and I love it. So, yeah, all right. So I hope you do the same, okay? Face your fears. So what? So what? Get good at, like, so fucking what? You know, you're unlovable. So what? You are this, and or you're that, or you, so freaking what? You still have all the most, you will still have the most important things there are. I promise you. The things that matter, the 99% that matter. We all still have that option, despite our worst fears. So let's not forget that. Let's not focus on the 1% we don't have. Oh, I don't, but I'm not famous. I'm not rich. I'm not this. I'm not that. I'm not, you know. So, yeah. So anyways. Then, what else? Yesterday I felt a tiny bit expired. But like, what if I just wrote down some things, like in written format? I know I blabber a lot here on this podcast, but what if I actually tried to put it down on paper, like, you know, because, yeah, I'm not going to be harsh on myself. I was about to put myself down. But, like, some of the things that I would put down, like, just the basic, most fundamental, basic truth to prevent people from not only not being depressed and negative, but to be able to get out of it. And I'm not there yet. I'm preventing myself from being negative and depressed successfully when I should be. Okay? I am succeeding there. I'm pretty happy about that. But I'm not to the point where, like, I'm back to this optimistic, motivated, action-oriented person. I know, if, you know, so, but I'm getting there. This is all part of it. So anyway, so I wanted to write down some stuff that I feel like anybody would help anybody in the world at any point, really. It's the most simplest truth. All right, do you guys want to hear it? All right, cool. So here we go. So the first one, I guess. It's never too late. Okay. Now, it's so simple, such a simple statement, but so many times we feel down and depressed because we feel like it's too late, like too late to change, too late to start something new, too late to do that, too late to do this, too late to chase your dreams, too late to marry the person of your dreams, too late. The list goes on and on and on, but too late is just such a weird concept. It's never too late. As long as you're breathing, it's never too late. It's this illusion of it's too late. Like with me in acting, I'm 40. It's ridiculous. It is too late. But yet it's not too late. It's too late in the sense that like society thinks it's like, that's ridiculous. Like you don't become, you can't enter the industry at 40. That's ridiculous. But yet it's not ridiculous. It's just, if you truly want it, and you truly desire it, and it's truly what you can offer to the world, then it's not too late, honestly. So never too late, okay? Let's keep going, all right? Never too late. Whatever mistakes you've made, not too late to fix those, all right? Next one. Everything is figure outable. I got that from a book, I don't know if it was the title of a book or not. It was this woman that was on Oprah's podcast too. But she said something so simple, everything is figure outable. That's very important. That there's like again, it takes away this, both of those points that I just made sort of attacks the permanence of things, right? Like when it's too late, you feel like it's over. There's it's permanently done, but it's not. Same thing with everything is figure outable. When you think that something cannot be figured out, you feel like there's a permanent barrier there. Everything can be figured out. Everything can be like worked with. I'm always amazed at that one. There's times when I feel like, oh, I can't do this. Like, and then I try to like think a little bit about it. Like, wait, what can I do about this situation? I'm trying to think of a specific example, but I can't come up with one. But the point still holds very clearly, right? It makes sense to you, right? Everything. And if you doubt this one, if you don't believe in this one, just try it. Just try to like figure something out that you think like it's a done deal. Like you can't do anything about it to change it. See if you can figure something out. Okay? That's a good one too. Next one. Welcome the unwelcome. Like pain and mistakes. Welcome the unwelcome, meaning like you don't cause the pain and mistakes that would be ridiculous. Like you don't do it on purpose. Let me make a mistake. Let me get in pain. Except when you work out, you sort of do put yourself in pain. But like, welcome the unwelcome is learning to like not panic when you feel down or bad or made a mistake or feel guilty or shame. Like not panic. Like, that's what it means to, because you welcome them. If you welcome these feelings, you don't panic. You don't try to get rid of them, right? You're just sort of like, okay. Oh, there's that pain. There's the boredom. There's this and there's that. There's the shame. There's the guilt. Welcome them. It's all right. Let them come in. You know, don't force it. You force it and the opposite happens. You resist and the opposite happens, okay? All right, next one. Life is not that serious. Well, that's one of my favorites because it involves comedy. I'm a big comedy fan. like every other human being. Like, who isn't? It's like the person says, I like music. Oh my God, I just love music. Yeah. Like, who doesn't? Other people on, the best one is people on dating apps. I love to travel. Yes, that is awesome. I think everybody would love to travel. I think that is, yeah, I think that's pretty clear. Life's not that serious. That's an important one. That is one that's like overlooked a lot. From all the points that I'm making, I think this one is the one that's like most forgotten about. And we get to a point where like we make everything so damn serious, and it's not, because definitely, without a doubt, God does have a humor. Honestly, it is just so clear. So don't take everything so serious, all right? Not a big deal. My daughter's going through a breakup and it's gut-wrenching. I want to, like, I can't even hear it, her being sad, just crying herself to death. And, like, but it's just like, but nothing I can say or do can help her. You know, yes, I know I can be there for her, and I am. I hope and that I'm there in the best way. It's just so gut-wrenching. But life's not that serious. I wish I could, like, she would understand that too. But even though it seems like the end of the world, it's not. Okay, do what's right and your best when you can. That is an important one, because so many of us, when we're feeling down, we don't do anything because we're like thinking, what's the point? I didn't do anything yesterday. I didn't do anything this morning. So what's the point of doing something now? So what this is saying is just do what's right and do what you can. Do your best when you can. So like in this moment, just you don't have to, like, you know, you don't have to go clean your whole apartment, you know, do laundry and get an oil change and all that stuff, or start writing on your novel. But you can do some things, right? Like, whatever you can, just move forward. Like, if you're not running towards your goal, dreams, just crawl, you know? That's what this is saying. I don't know why I'm rushing through these. Maybe because I'm getting sleepy. Next one. Shame and guilt are signs you're a good person. I think I've mentioned this earlier in this episode. Was it this episode or the last one that I deleted? Damn it. I forget. Guilt and shame are the signs in itself that you're a good person. Okay? Sort of paradoxically. You feel guilty about having done something bad, but feeling, damn it, I had it. The first time I phrased it better. Just having guilt is the sign for not needing to feel guilty, if you will. Okay, maybe that's a better way to explain the paradox. It's a sign in itself that you're good. Good people feel ashamed and guilty for some reason, and they, because they care. And then the bad people could feel, it would be nice if they felt a little bit of guilt. I'm not saying they should live in guilt and torment themselves. I don't believe in that. But just like a glimpse of guilt and shame, maybe, not shame. But guilt, like, would be, yeah, so they can, like, reevaluate what they've been doing. So anyways, so, yep. So if you're feeling guilt and shame, just always remember, that just means you're a good person. No one can harm you or blame you if you have love and honesty. Yeah, so this is something that's very, so some of these are just more me than any other author, right? Some of these, a lot of these are like from other authors and books and all that stuff that you've heard many times before, maybe, but there's some that are more, they're more like things that I personally, I don't believe, that I don't think I've heard anywhere else. But what I'm trying to say is, no one can harm you or blame you if you have love and honesty. You cannot. It's so weird. Like, it's a person who's loving and honest. It's impossible. It could be everything else. They could be stupid. They could be annoying. They could be irritating. They could be so many things. But if they have love and honesty, I'm always amazed, like, how other people cannot do harm to them. Like, even if they wanted to get passive aggressive with them, whatever, or, you know, it's just they can't. Like, it's just something in us as people that you can't blame people who are loving and honest. You know, they might make mistakes. They might be, like I said, they might do stupid things, but yeah. So this is a good, if you desire to live in a safe environment where you're safe from other people, if other people scare the shit out of you, just focus on being loving and honest and don't worry about a thing. That's it. All right, next one. Be patient and kind to your ego. Yeah, you got to be kind and patient with your ego. My ego is enormous, beyond any ego. I'm not trying to be harsh on myself, honestly. It's just a big ego, but I'm learning to be kind, and patient towards it, so I can maybe work on mitigating my ego a little bit, the power of my ego. So, yeah, don't beat yourself up for having an ego. And I don't think an ego is always super bad. I do think Will Smith has an ego, but look how well it's been working for him. Yeah, well, we're not talking about the slap, by the way. That's a different story. That is called a mistake. But can you blame him? He is so loving and so honest. So, I don't know. All right, next one. Do what you enjoy or gives you bliss. That's something, that's like one of the things that I need to get better at. I have too much fear that I don't do enough of things that give me bliss and I enjoy. Okay? So just full disclosure, I guess. But you can maybe be better at this. You know, do you enjoy painting? Then go paint. It's not like you're going to live forever, if you will. Like, just paint. This is your chance to your life, and just do what you makes you happy, if you will. Simple, right? You keep hearing it. Western society, especially American society, pushes this 10,000 times a day. So, yeah. All right. Last one that I got on this list. There's probably more coming, but this one is the last one I have so far. Never give up faith that things will change eventually. So, there will come times when things seem incredibly bleak and it seems incredibly permanent. Just never give up on the faith that one day change. Like, just don't do that. Just please don't give up faith that things will eventually change. I have to do the same thing myself all the time. Okay, well, I also want to get to the 50 rules of Stoicism, because that's what the series is about. So let me just touch on that as well. All right, rule number 32. Oh, it's a good one. Rule number 32 is don't judge other people. Yeah, oh boy. I was the worst at it. This is not me being hard on myself, just being honest. Maybe not the worst, obviously. That's all, like, I'm being not completely honest. So, not the worst, but I was not good at this. I was probably worse than anybody that I knew personally. Like, judging people way too much. And now, I try not to. I really try to. It is, I think, an incredible change for me personally, from what I used to do in terms of judging people to what I do now. Like, today I did judge a person, you know, but it was very hard not to. This guy drives like a maniac, big SUV, super dirty windows, you can barely see, I don't know how the hell he sees through them. Like I said, drives through like a maniac. And then we have this ticketing system to get out of this island, and the ticket that he tried to use didn't work. They open up the gate for him, and he just crumbles the ticket. But first of all, the way his hand was sticking out this big black SUV was just like one of those, like, I am the shit. I am the king of the road. you know, I am the man, like, type of, like the way he, I don't know, it's just the, I don't know how to explain it, like, the way he had this arm out the window, on his, like, on his door. Anyway, so he crumbles the ticket, and then he just tossed it on the floor. Is that what I said? Tossed it? Wow. Unbelievable. I am tired, by the way. Super tired, so forgive me. So, and then he tossed it on the floor. And I judged him. Yep, I judged him. You know, I was like, this guy is just a douche. But here's the kicker. You have to be kind to yourself. So what are the other rules that I had to apply at that moment? So even though I judged somebody, okay, let me go through some of the items on the list that I went through today. So the one I could be also doing is be patient and kind to my ego. Because, I guess, maybe not that one. Sorry, I take that back. Not as much. I did sort of violate, no one can harm you or blame you if you have love and honesty. I didn't have love there. I did feel a little bit of guilt that I judged him. So that was a sign that I was, to let go. I violated life is not that serious, meaning like, I didn't have to take that this guy did what he did so serious. The whole thing could be like just almost funny, you know, in some ways, I guess. And welcoming the unwelcome. Well, the feeling of judging somebody is not a good feeling, so I could, but I could also welcome the feelings that I felt. And yeah. And I guess, I don't know, if you really push it, you could also put it's never too late on that. I guess what I'm trying to say is, so I violated one of these 50 rules of stoicism, don't judge other people, but at the same time, I have other rules that sort of override that one, if you will. Not override, but like sort of balance it out, that's why you shouldn't feel bad, like you shouldn't feel crappy. You know, I didn't, and you know, I let go. I judged this person, but I didn't hang on to it for too long. So progress. All right, cool. So that's it. I went over some of my personal rules today, and I even touched on the stoicism rule. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I really hope it helps you. I hope it helps you become a better person. I hope it helps you grow. I hope it helps you stay alive, awake. By life, I mean not only physical, but like more importantly, mentally. To believe in life and to believe in good things and good people and good endings and the beauty of life is just beyond amazing. And like I hope this podcast sort of helps you get there a little bit. Never give up faith. The bad times in quotes, which are not bad, but for the sake of argument, will eventually end. And then also sort of welcome them in the meantime. You know, they have a purpose, they have a reason. Just work with it, okay? Nothing is permanent, nothing is forever. So even your negative feelings and stuff will not last. So yeah, anyways, I better go. I'm tired. I'm gonna say something that's might be wrong, so I will let you go. I hope you have a great night, great day. Take care, and yeah, enjoy the music.